It was banana pudding day at Gundy's, our neighbor across the alley. Meg and I pulled the lawn chairs into a circle in the backyard and put up the umbrella. A widow in her 70s, Mrs. Gundy lived with her elderly brother, Mr., and her spinster sister, Deary. Gundy's afternoon snack time always featured a fresh baked dessert and lemonade. Mama had warned Meg and me about hanging around like beggars at Gundy's snack time, but banana pudding was our favorite, so we'd haunted the back fence until Gundy noticed and invited us in. We just hoped that Mama didn't see us or we'd be in trouble. Snack time at Gundy's could be a challenge, however, because Mr. was mostly deaf and forgetful, and Deary could barely see through her thick goggle-like glasses. Sometimes it felt like being in a Marx Brothers movie, with everyone talking at the same time but carrying on different conversations. Like today, Gundy said to Mr., "Mr., come eat. It's snack time with Deary, me, and the girls." "You and who?" he said. "Who's here?" "It's Anne Charlotte from next door and her friend Meg." Mr.'s mouth gaped. "What? A harlot moved in next door with a peg leg?" "No, Mr.," Gundy said. "It's Charlie, Anne Charlotte from next door and her friend Meg." "Well, it's a shame when a harlot moves into a nice neighborhood like this," said Mr. "Next thing you know, there'll be beatniks with beards and bongos." Deary, meantime, was serving the banana pudding, but with her failing sight, a big spoonful was about to miss its mark. I grabbed a bowl in each hand and managed to catch the pudding before it splatted on the grass. "Thanks for inviting us," Gundy said. "I could eat banana pudding every day." "Going to Havana today, are you?" asked Mister. "Never been there. Supposed to have good cigars." "Cigars smell bad, Mister," piped up Deary, who was jostling a ladle of pudding over his lap. I dove under her arm with a bowl, caught the pudding, and felt like an outfielder who saved a home run from sailing over the fence. "Oh, my, remember how bad those cigars smelled that Papa smoked," said Gundy. "I could not stand them." "Well, Gundy," said Mister, "this is the first I knew you couldn't stand him. Did Papa know?" "Oh, God, Mister," Gundy said. "I said I can't stand them, not him." "Well, wait until the harlot next door invites the beatniks over. There'll be more than cigar smoke you can't stand." Meg and I stuffed our mouths with pudding to keep from giggling. When snack time was over, Meg helped Gundy carry the dishes into the kitchen. I helped Deary put down the umbrella and called goodbye to Mister. "Mister, going home," I called. "Gnome," he said. "No, I haven't seen a gnome. But there's a harlot living around here somewhere, so be careful." "Okay," I chuckled. "Later." "Oh, don't do any good to hate her," he called back. Meg started to say something, but I stopped her. Sometimes you just have to know when to let it go. We both started to limp like we had peg legs. "Come on, harlot," she said. "Let's go to Havana."